This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The reworked NAFTA deal Scott was talking about is giving some people a glimmer of hope that this trade war won't drag on forever. But for companies importing steel and Chinese goods, things are still pretty uncertain. Todd Adams is vice president of Stainless Imports, Inc. It's a small family-owned stainless steel manufacturer based in Florida. We've had Todd on the show a couple of times now talking about the process of applying for an exclusion from steel tariffs. We called him up again to see how things are going. Hi, Todd.
Thanks for having me again.
Remind listeners, or for listeners who haven't heard you on the show before, what is the specific product that you applied for an exclusion for that isn't made in the U.S.?
The product is a stainless steel tube. It's for sanitary food production, essentially. It's for a dairy factory in the Midwest producing cheese. That type of tubing is produced in the U.S., but not to the dimensions that I needed for this specific project. It was exceptionally large, so it was sort of a three-headed cow, and it was outside of the capabilities of any of the American producers.
So the last time you were on Marketplace, you were scheduled to appear before Congress to talk about your application for an exclusion from these steel tariffs, which was denied. How did that appearance go?
Well, the experience, it was everything that you'd imagine, you know, the stately boardroom with hundreds of people watching you, and I think it went surprisingly well. I made my point, and there were some changes made to the exemption process that accommodated my concerns as well as the concerns of the three other companies that also testified alongside me. My main push was for the exemption requests to be retroactive to the first date they're submitted, not the first day that the Commerce Department decides to look at the request and enter it into their system. And that still didn't give me the exemption. I'm still working on that. I'm now talking to U.S. Customs for the correct import code. There was a discrepancy with that. So it's definitely a bureaucratic process. And I'm not happy yet. I'm not made whole yet. But I do feel like we made significant progress by testifying.
We've been talking about the tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. I'm wondering if the new tariffs on $200 billion worth of other Chinese goods applies to you at all. Do those tariffs affect you?
Yes. These new Section 301 tariffs do affect our day-to-day business with regards to the sanitary fittings that we provide in food factories. It's basically just led to a industry-wide price increase, which will in turn be passed down to the consumer, and it'll be reflected in the price of food.
Todd, you've been dealing with this all summer. How are you holding up?
Well, you know, at the beginning when the tariffs came out, and especially when I was left kind of holding the bag on that large order, things were tense, and there was a lot of stress. You know, that was a deal that could potentially, you know, bankrupt a small company such as mine. But, you know, with these new tariffs, I'm a little more relaxed than I have been, but these are still uncertain times. As I mentioned, pricing is a changing story day to day, and just overall uncertainty, which is also risk. And it's a risky environment right now to be doing business. We're holding off on major capital investments, and we're just in sort of a holding pattern.
All right, Todd Adams, we've been checking in with him about the place he's found himself in the middle of this trade war, Vice President of Stainless Imports, Inc. Good to talk with you, Todd.
Thanks for having me, Amy.